Hey, Mama. Welcome to Marketing Without Socials for Moms, the go-to podcast for moms in business who want to stop relying on social media to build their business and build it in a way that fits their current season of life. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, a wife, mama of two, and visibility strategist for moms. Each week, I'm giving you the inside scoop on how to increase your visibility, leads, and sales through podcasting, email marketing, and collaborations. Ready to truly make social media optional in your business? Grab your chai tea latte and let's dive into today's episode. I recently saw a Threads post in which a mom in business wanted to know how we're doing all the things: cooking, cleaning, running our businesses, playing taxi for the kids, fitting in self-care, and so much more. The reality is that no one is doing all of that on their own. And if you are a solopreneur, most likely some of the things you need to do aren't getting done or aren't getting done consistently. One suggestion made in the Threads post was time management tips for working moms and time blocking. The reality is that those strategies aren't always effective. It's not that you're bad at managing your time or even bad at time blocking. It's that kids are unpredictable. Life in general is unpredictable. You can make all these plans and have your set work blocks, but what happens when the kids get sick? What happens when your kid wakes up multiple times throughout the night, resulting in you only getting a total of 2 hours of sleep? What happens when your family moves into a new house and you have to get settled in? All of these life circumstances truly do impact how you show up in your business. So no, you don't need more time management tips or time blocking hacks. You don't need those things. They're not going to benefit you. Now, I've shared my story of how I got started many times before, but if you're new to the podcast, maybe you haven't heard this story, or maybe you need to hear it again. I started my business in October 2021 when my son was 1 year old and I was 12 weeks pregnant with my daughter. During that time, I was showing up daily. I mean, Sunday through Saturday, 7 days a week on Instagram. I was creating carousel posts. I was doing the reels. I was showing up in stories. I even threw in a few lives every now and then. I was doing the most. And then my son turned 2. And after my daughter was born, my son stopped napping. So that time block I would have when he would nap for 2 hours completely disappeared. And my issue wasn't time management, because in many ways, my days were unpredictable with my kids. I didn't need another tip, trick, or hack. What I needed was to stop holding myself to unrealistic expectation that, you know, creating content daily is necessary for me to grow my business. And I want to share this from another mom I connected with on Threads, and I feel like she said it best. She said, "I ain't stressing myself over not being able to work like I'm kid-free." And that is so real, because we put ourselves in these boxes or try to hold ourselves to these expectations as if we don't have kids. If you have kids, then how you run your business will look different. And if you try to hold yourself to the standards of those who are doing this thing kid-free, you are setting yourself up for disappointment and burnout. The reality is that how you operate in your business when you have kids, And even more than that, I actually did a Threads post on this and I'll link it in the show notes, but there's so many factors, right? It's not just having kids. It's the number of kids you have, the ages of your kids, whether or not your child has special needs, whether or not you're neurodivergent or you're navigating, you know, a chronic illness. All these different factors, whether or not you have support with the kids during the day, or you have your kids with you home full time because you're homeschooling. Like, there's so many factors that come into play. And so these time management tricks, these time blocking strategies, they will not fit everyone's situation, because everyone's motherhood journey is different. It looks different. Even for me, I didn't imagine that, you know, when my daughter was, I think she was one when she had the seizure. Yeah, when my daughter was one, that she would have a seizure. I didn't imagine, you know, when my son was three, he would be diagnosed with autism. And, you know, before I even became a mom, I was diagnosed with lupus when I was 12. So I've been living with lupus basically most of my life. But even with that, I didn't know what lupus would look like as a mom. Like, I didn't know any of these things. I knew how I experienced it before I became a mom. But after becoming a mom, it looked completely different. The fatigue was even worse. And all these other things that comes with having lupus. Then throw in the fact that, you know, I'm navigating this with ADHD. Well, there's just all these different factors that come into play. And so, yeah, those tips and tricks, they weren't working for me. So maybe that's you right now. Like, you're looking at, okay, I've tried these different time management tips. I've tried the time blocking. None of it is working for me, especially right now in the summer. And, you know, your whole routine is probably flown out the window because it's just summer. It's just a different vibe and all of that. And so what is the answer then? How can you continue to grow your business in a way that is realistic for your life as a mom? The reality is that you need a marketing system that works with your life, not against it, and supports your life in all seasons. The marketing system that does that is one that doesn't rely on social media. This is the exact system I build for you when you work with me inside of Marketing Without Social's VIP experience. Based on your current capacity, your strengths, how you actually enjoy creating content, and what you're already doing, we decide on your platforms for visibility, nurturing, and sales, and then I create a plan for each that you can realistically commit to. The platforms we focus on are leveraging other people's audiences through collaborations, long-form content, referrals, and email marketing. These are the types of platforms that continue to work for you even when you aren't creating new content. And when I say referrals, I know you're probably thinking like, well, referrals aren't a platform, but I can walk you through setting up a system so that you have a referral partnership, whether with people within your network or even your current clients. But you need something that is going to continue to work with you without you having to be on, without you having to do anything, because there are going to be those times where you just can't show up. Like, it's going to be inevitable because life happens to all of us. And so instead of you continuing trying to force yourself into this box of creating daily content for social media so that way you can continue to hit your business goals, you can continue to bring in new leads, and you're feeling burnt out, drained, and exhausted, mama, let's create a plan for you that continues to work even when you aren't showing up, even when you aren't posting online. Like, you need something that does that for you. So from me, like, I shared about this already, but from January to June of this year, I stepped back in many ways from my marketing. There were months I slowed down on the collaborations. I took a month off from the podcast. Other months, I slowed down on my email marketing. And I haven't been blogging consistently. Like, I don't think I put out anything for June. Maybe this year total, I put out maybe two or three new blogs, if that. But despite all of that, I still sign new clients monthly through sell sequences I had set up with my email marketing, my podcast, and referrals. And I've had clients ditch Instagram for a month or longer and still sign clients directly from their podcasts and emails. The reason why my clients and I are seeing these results is because we took the time to build a non-social media marketing system that supports us in all seasons of life. If the time management tips and the time blocking strategies aren't working for you, you're not the problem. You're not the problem at all. These tips and strategies don't take into consideration the fact that real life happens and that life with kids is unpredictable. Like, if you look at even setting up your time blocks, like if you've done time blocking before and they tell you to set up, you know, how to set up your time blocks and everything like that, that's not realistic because, okay, say you make your work block for when your kid typically takes a nap. Well, what happens on the days where your kid doesn't take a nap at that same time or they don't take their full nap? You know, like my daughter is notorious for like taking little cat naps. Like she will pop up. She hear a little noise, she'll just pop up. So like, what do you do then? You've made this plan to get this work done and now you don't have the time to do it. So what happens then? You're just left feeling frustrated. Like, that's not how it should be. So instead of forcing yourself to commit to unrealistic expectations, like churning out new content daily or trying to make these tips and strategies work for you, take the time now to build a marketing system that supports your everyday life. Like, I'm not saying this just because like I have an offer to support you. I'm not just saying this because I believe so strongly in this because I see it happen all the time. I see the mamas getting burnt out. I see the mamas getting frustrated because they're like, how do I keep up with this long term? Because they're feeling tired. They're feeling it right now. And they're just like, oh my gosh, if I slow down, what do I have left? Don't put yourself in that situation. Take the time to build it out now so that way when life does come at you hard, you know your business is going to be okay because you already built that marketing system to support you in that season. Just take the time now to build it out. And if you don't want to figure this out on your own, this is exactly what I build for you inside of the Marketing Without Socials VIP experience. I create the plan. I literally will tell you what you need to do. All you have to do is implement. That's it. If you have a podcast and you really want to start leveraging your podcast as part of your marketing strategy, I will do the keyword research for you for about a month's worth of content. I will help you plan out the episodes. I will help you with all of that. And I will even give you resources so that you can continue with it after you go through the content I plan out for you. Same with blogging. I will help you map out that blog content. I will do the keyword research for those initial blog posts for you. Collaborations. You want to get started with collaborations? I got you, mama. I will help you come up with your signature topics for podcast guesting and speaking engagements. And I will help you set up that funnel in the sense of where are you driving people from these collaborations? What do you want them to do next? And where do you ultimately want them to go? You want to get started with email marketing? I got you. I will help you map out your email content so that way you are building deeper connections with your email community, but also selling to them, helping them to see why they need your offer. Building that authority, all of that. You don't have to figure this out on your own. This is exactly what we do inside of the Marketing Without Socials VIP experience. So head to mamaturnmompreneur.com/VIP experience to learn more and book your VIP week today. This is also linked below in the episode description and in the show notes. All right, mama, I'll catch you in the next episode. Hey, mama. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. I would love to keep the conversation going. So head to mamaturnmompreneur.com/marketingwithoutsocials to join my email community. I share even more tips and strategies for building a business that doesn't rely on social media and one that fits your current season of life, as well as more behind the scenes of mom and business life. All right, mama, that's it for today, but I'll catch up with you again next week.